Yeah, last time we were here, Rick, we started to talk a little bit about hoarding, and I think that that will be a really good topic for some other time. But post-traumatic stress seems to be a very timely one for us here in the River Valley. Post-traumatic stress is stress that happens to a person after they've been through a trauma. And a trauma is a time when your emotional and physical capacities to deal with something have been stretched to the max and maybe even to the tearing or breaking point. We're probably familiar with the idea of post-traumatic stress related to big events. In the aftermath of any mine accident, the one we've had a couple months ago at Upper Big Branch, anytime there's a sudden or abrupt loss, people witness difficult things that they've experienced. Right now, we have a number of our military personnel returning back. Those men and women have seen and experienced some difficult things. And post-traumatic stress is, it's a little bit confusing. The researchers recently have given us some clear ideas of what's going on with it. But 20 years ago, when someone is going through stress, basically that means that there is more adrenaline in your body. So, it's just like having a lot of caffeine, so you're what you call hyper. Mm-hmm. But with post-traumatic stress, it's this residue of adrenaline plus what we call hypervigilant, which is now looking around to see if whatever was a threat is going to happen again. It disrupts a number of things. And one of the first things that gets disrupted is sleep. When someone's been through a trauma, and as I was mentioning, there are these big traumas, these community-wide traumas, fires, car accidents, anytime there's an abrupt loss. But there are also personal traumas. A breakup in a relationship is a traumatic event, depending on how it happens particularly. And one of the first things that goes is sleep. Sleep really gets disrupted with that. There's a lot of adrenaline in the body. And sometimes when people are working their way through a trauma, you're sort of in operations mode. You're just putting one foot in front of the other. You're doing what you need to do to get through it. And then at the end of the day or at the end of the job cycle or at the end of, returning from overseas, your body's kind of in a relatively safer place, but the mind doesn't stop thinking about what you experienced. And I often wondered why is the mind set up this way? It's enough that you've been through what you've been through, and now you've survived, and now you have to relive it again. That doesn't seem fair. This is what we call flashbacks, or nightmares, or night terrors, these kinds of things where this phenomenon when what you've survived, now you go through in your mind over and over again. And it was just recently, last year, I was at a conference with one of the head researchers in this. It's a guy up at Harvard. He's a psychiatrist. His name is Bessel van der Klok. he's from the Netherlands. He's done some wonderful research, and we've come up with a model now for explaining what's going on with the mind, and what it is there's a walnut-sized place in the center of your brain called the hypothalamus, and I think of it as a big rock box, and this hypothalamus is in charge of gathering all the events that happen through the day, and then when a person's sleeping, your hypothalamus is in charge of sending these different short-term memories into either long-term memory or the recycle bin, the trash pile, because you don't need I don't need to know how old Cyndi Lauper is, for example. You know, that might be something I hear. I like her music, but I don't need to. So that goes into the recycle bin. The lyrics to Girls Just Want to Have Fun, that might go into short, medium-term memory because my daughter likes that song right now. So this rock box, the hypothalamus, is kind of sorting things through. And if you remember that old cartoon of people putting the postman putting the letters in, and there's an octopus that's taking the letters and putting it into different things, that's what the hypothalamus is. When a trauma happens, it's like a boulder coming into this rock box, and this big rock of the trauma is so big it can't get out of the day of the short-term memory. It can't go through the sieve. So it just kind of rattles around in there. And this is the best metaphor I've heard of, you know, why people have flashbacks. Why is it so hard to shake one of these experiences when you've had it? And it's because this thing is just too big to get through the sieve of the hypothalamus. So one of the things that happens is that, you know, that when we say time heals all wounds, one of the ideas is that hopefully over time, this rock will get eroded. It'll get chipped away. And every time there's a chip, the chip is able to flow through and you know, get sorted to where it needs to go so that the rock gets smaller and smaller. Talking about what you've seen sometimes can be healing that way. And there are a number of, you're writing about it, journaling about it, exercising. These kinds of things all help chip away at this big rock of the traumatic memory.
Is there any way to smash that big rock? I mean, okay, I want it down into dust or sand quickly.
Yeah. They're working on it, and there are some intriguing new therapies. One of them is called eye movement desensitization. And this one sounds crazy, but when it works, it's magical. The hypothalamus, when it is processing all this information while you're asleep, during rapid eye movement sleep, you're probably familiar that when mammals are dreaming, our eyes are going back and forth. If you've ever had a dog that's dreaming, we used to have this border collie, and when it would dream, it would bark, and it would be lying on its side, running. And it was having this dream, and its eyes would be going back and forth horizontally, back and forth. And humans do the exact same thing. This is a really important phase of sleep. You may remember when this is the thing that fraternities and college, when they do research with college kids, one of the research this they did was they let them sleep, but every time they went into rapid eye movement, they woke them up. Within 2 weeks, they were psychotic. I mean, they were totally bonkers, because this period of sleep is so important for human beings and for all mammals. This is why hazing, you know, there are certain restrictions on what fraternities and sororities are allowed to do, because if you disrupt a person's rapid eye movement sleep continuously every night, it's very difficult to... now, you could recover from it. You know, you just get more sleep. So the college kids were all okay. But it turns out that the eyes going back and forth is part of what is partially connected with the hypothalamus processing its information. So these researchers started noticing that if they did this while they were awake and they thought about the traumatic event and just let their eyes go back and forth as if they were standing at the net and watching a ping pong game without moving their head, and just letting their eyes go back and forth, side by side by side, the rock would be pulverized. It's an amazing thing, and insurance companies love it, because in two or three sessions, something that might take 6 months or a year to kind of whittle your way down, mm-hmm. can be, as you said, pulverized. And there are several techniques that are like this. They don't work for everyone. And one of the nice things is you don't have to really buy it or believe that it can happen. The first time I experienced this, I thought, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. But actually, I was relieved afterwards. And
while you're doing that exercise of your eyes going side to side, one side to the other, are you instructed to think about something? Are you instructed to think about that particular event, that traumatic event in your
life?
Yes,
exactly. You've got to be processing the rock. If you're doing eye movement therapy, then you're sitting in a chair talking about it. There are several other therapies. One of them involves walking, and you can do this on your own, just walking for at least 30 minutes. And as you're walking, letting your arms swing naturally and letting your eyes go back and forth just as your arms are swinging while you're thinking about the event. One of the researchers looks at this, in terms of post-traumatic stress being in some ways a modern problem because we don't walk as much. The idea was that, 300 years ago when people walked primarily, walking helped them process whatever traumas they had been going through. And we saw this in the difference between World War II and Vietnam. World War II, when especially in the European theater, when men and women were returning back, they usually came back on boats. So they had several weeks mm-hmm. where they were in relatively safe area. They knew they were coming home, and they could just hang out with each other and talk about what happened. Mm-hmm. With Vietnam, you're in country one day and
24 hours later,
you're back home. You came back probably by yourself, and you came back perhaps to a community that either didn't know you were coming home or had very mixed feelings about, what was going on over there. And, so we've seen a huge amount of trauma since starting with Vietnam and since, and part of it seems to have to do with the fact that we're in cars a lot. We're not walking as much. Because of rapid transportation, somebody can be, in an event and, right back home very quickly. And when do you have a chance to process? When does your mind have a chance to process all that? So there's a lot to this.
Well, let's take a call from Linda in Charleston. Linda, good morning and welcome to 58 WCHS.
Yes, hi, folks. I'm listening and I'm identifying with a lot of the things, the process and the symptoms. In 1994, I was in a major gas explosion in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I managed the apartment complex, which lost 8 buildings and 6 other damaged. And I mean, it was a flame that could be seen in 3 states.
Wow!
Still find it on the computer they have on the internet.
Mm.
But the symptoms that I started experiencing, along with the other close to 2,000 people in the area, was the post-traumatic stress disorder. And what was happening is that people would look at us and say, "Are you crazy? You're standing here as a whole person. You weren't killed, and here you're acting like this."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We agreed.
Yeah.
But the night, the symptoms, waking up at night and feeling the walls, finding myself walking through the place, and I don't have sleep problems, but I did then.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you mentioned the eye movement, because I was going to traditional therapy,
mm-hmm.
which was, and this is what I called it, like putting a Band-Aid on open heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The therapist would say, "How do you feel about that?"
Yeah, and then that brings it all up.
It brought it up more, because I would feel even more angry because she wasn't getting to where it was located.
Yeah.
And you drop a pin, I would hit the ceiling. I would get angry, which I'm not an angry person by nature.
Yeah.
I have angers, but not that. And so finally, you're talking about the eye motion. I found a therapist who also did what's called EMDR.
Yes, that's the same thing, eye movement desensitization
reprocessing.
Uh-huh.
And a Dr. Shapiro from California, not too many years before then, because this happened to me in 1994.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you know that when she started? Was it right before that, or
I don't know the date, but
It was relatively new, and at the time, I continued traditional therapy, But I was going to therapy 3 times a week.
We're short on a break here. I'm sorry, but how are you doing today?
I am, after that and EFT and Reiki and other things, much better, except I moved to West Virginia. I moved to Charleston not too many years later. They have fireworks over here on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
I spend Friday praying that it will rain, and sometimes it does, and I know my prayers are answered.
Yeah.
I will be sitting here or doing something, and they start in, and I start shaking and crying, and a few curse words come out that I didn't know I knew. I've tried going places. You can only go so many places on Friday nights.
Yeah.
You know, it's still there, the residual.
Well, would you have a question then for Sky?
Well, I don't know if some of the symptoms that we have that are part of post-trauma, if other people in this area are experiencing Friday night horror shows because of those fireworks that go on for about 10 minutes,
yeah,
during which time it's near the hospital. And, I mean, from what I understand, the veterans or people who have also gone through wars and traumas like this, it would affect us if this is our sensitivity.
All right, let's just pause there for a moment. I mean, for Linda, there is a triggering mechanism going on a Friday night.
Yeah, and Linda, I really appreciate all that you're saying here. And this is one of the things that happens with post-traumatic stress. And by the way, I don't use the word disorder, because post-traumatic stress is a natural response of your body. Your body's doing what it does naturally to try to deal with this big rock that's rattling around in the hypothalamus. But this is one of the things that happens. People become vulnerable. When I've been through a trauma, it's like that's a thin part in my defenses. And when something comes up that's similar or associated to it, they used to say, you know, during Veterans Day, if a car backfired, half the men that were marching or women that were marching would duck down. The same thing happens, you know, if you've been in explosions during fireworks times, and right, your body is going into high alert. You've got a lot of adrenaline. You're re-experiencing some of the rock that's still residual in there, and you know your body's telling you, "Hey, this is really dangerous. You get out." And so, if you're not getting out, if you're sitting in your house or your apartment, your body's going to shift into other modes, like crying or shaking or something like that. And this is natural with adrenaline. Adrenaline wants you naturally to move, wants you to run away. It's the fight or flight mechanism. So if I force myself just to sit there, one of the things that we modern people usually do is we start having panic attacks. A panic attack is just adrenaline in your body wanting you to run away or fight, physically fight. But because we're modern people, we sit at our desks and we try to manage it within ourselves, and we wind up feeling anxiety and panic and things like that. So, you know, avoidance is a really good way to deal with this. If I, you know, when I have, you know, run into my areas of vulnerability, you know, because it might be similar to a past trauma, I would just arrange to be out of town for that night, you know, and it's fairly predictable what time it would be. Mm-hmm. And I would just tell myself, you know, I just don't want to put myself through that. It's not a disorder. It's just a remnant of a past trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And
a natural response by your body.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's unfortunate that the word disorder gets connected to it.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Again, if you have a question for Sky Kirshner, Jeannie Kay is also here from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center in Charleston. Our phone number on the air, 345-5858. Put a 304 in front of that and we're in business. 345-5858 on WCHS.
Whenever you see news happening, call the Valley's news station at 342-0580 at 58 WCHS. The voice of Charleston.
Summer golf doesn't have to be torture.
Must hit ball. Ah.
The Raven Golf Club at Snowshoe Mountain is where cool temperatures and breathtaking scenery meet a championship course. Designed by Gary Player, the Raven has once again been ranked among the top 50 resort courses in the nation. And with golf and lodging packages starting at $121 per person, it doesn't have to be torture on your wallet either. The Raven. Hot cores, cool temperatures. Book now at snowshoemtn.com. Come play in our backyard. Snowshoe Mountain, West Virginia. Wild and wonderful.
Tonight on WOWK 13.
It's a season finale that's going blonde.
I'm getting tons of compliments. Tell him.
He's not getting tons of compliments.
No. Seeing red.
Barney? Who is this Barney?
And maybe making a baby?
Ah! Why are you in our bedroom? Why is Ellen DeGeneres in our bedroom?
How I Met Your Mother. Then, wedding day is almost here. But is the bride having second thoughts?
Why do we have to go through all the trouble to make it official? Who cares?
The season finale of Rules of Engagement after How I Met Your Mother.
Tonight on WOWK 13.
The Storm Tracker 13 team knows how important weather is to you.
The faster you get your forecast, the faster you can make plans.
At the beginning of every newscast.
Every newscast.
Before anything else.
Every newscast.
You'll get the most current and accurate forecast. No waiting. No commercials. Your weather. First thing. Getting it to you first is our priority, and we make it happen every day. You'll always get your weather first because Storm Tracker 13 is first with weather.
Who says nothing in life is free? If it's time to update your kitchen, bath, or any room in your home, and you want professional, creative ideas, call Creative Kitchens. Creative Kitchens offers a free in-home survey, free consultation, and free design services. They also offer an array of world-class products like KitchenCraft cabinetry, top-of-the-line appliances, and full-service installation. Visit the local choice for professional interior remodeling. Creative Kitchens in Kanawha City. CreativeKitchens.com.
There's a lot to love about the Cub Cadet Series 1000. It is the most innovative lawn tractor in its class, with a 12-inch turning radius for tight corners and premium cutting system for a clean cut every time. In fact, it's one of the best investments you can make in your home. So test drive a Cub Cadet Series 1000 today and see why you just can't get any better. Cub Cadet products are the best in their class, and so are their dealers. So head to Rope Incorporated in Elkview, a quarter mile south of Herbert Hoover High School on Route 119. Call 304-548-7183 to take advantage of limited time financing.
Attention furniture shoppers, prepare yourselves for the savings event of the year. It's Pew Furniture's Spring Warehouse Clearance. This is Steve Pew at Pew Furniture with a special offer for our customers. We need to clear out more than $1 million of inventory. We need to make way for remodeling projects scheduled to begin soon. Time is short, so nothing is being held back and no reasonable offer refused on thousands of items. Every one of our 200 handcrafted sofa groups, every piece of solid oak bedroom furniture, and every entertainment center is included. Dining tables and chairs, solid oak china cabinets, recliners, glide rockers, and home office furniture. A great selection of solid wood furniture from bar stools to bookcases to baby beds. This special event may end with no prior notice, so don't delay. Come in today. Pew Furniture Warehouse Showrooms, 1320 Smith Street in Charleston's Furniture District, open Sundays noon to 5.
I'm Greg Burton, CEO of Brick Street Insurance. Our innovative 360 service provides on-site safety specialists, a library of safety resources, and your own personal safety team to track your company's performance. And now, with our association program, qualifying member companies are rewarded for meeting safety goals, outstanding coverage, resources, and incentives. At Brick Street, it all adds up to service. To find out how your association can take advantage of this program, contact your local Brick Street agent or go to brickstreet.com.
WCHS, the voice of Charleston, on the air, 345-5858. If you'd like to speak to Sky Kirshner or Jeannie Kay or any of the professionals at the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, their phone number is this right? 205-9355, Jeannie?
Right, or 205-WELL is an easy way to remember it.
205-WELL.
Uh-huh, yeah. And area code 304.
Of course. And kpcc.com online.
Right.
And Facebook now.
And Facebook, yeah.
Wow. 304-345-5858 on the air, and we're talking this morning about post-traumatic stress and how normal and natural it really is, right?
Yes, okay. Normal reaction to an abnormal situation.
Here's a call from Gary.
Hi, Gary.
In Eleanor. Gary, good morning to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I have a question about the rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
You were talking about, it's not so much post-traumatic stress, but I have a real bad condition it's sleep apnea.
Uh-huh.
But the doctor told me that it was one of the worst cases he had ever seen when I went to the sleep clinic. And he said, I never get into rapid eye movement. When I go to sleep, I never get to that stage.
Wow.
And I have found that it's got so bad in the past that I would hallucinate. I would not get sleep for 4 or 5 nights in a row.
Right.
And a couple times I would actually wake up places in the car, you know, like at a convenience store or something, and forgot how I got there.
You're sleep driving.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I've done, I used one of those CPAP machines, and that I couldn't use that. I just couldn't because the mask and everything. But I was overweight, so I started. I lost a lot of weight, thinking that would help my sleep, and did other things. Started exercising and things, and it got a lot better. But I was just wondering if you had any suggestions that might help me as far as
getting a good night's sleep. All right, Sky.
Yeah, that's a great question. Sleep is really important. The just to go off on a little aside, many folks, many of the researchers think of sleep problems as being one of the symptoms of depression, but there is a group of researchers that think depression is a side effect of sleep disorders. What you're describing, not being able to get REM sleep, I'm not a sleep specialist, but I really like your impulse to want to try to do anything you can. And I imagine, there are some temptations out there that that might work in the short run, but might not be so good for you in the long run and probably wouldn't give you the REM sleep. You've tried medication, I take it.
Have you tried medication, Gary?
Yes, I have. And, you know, that's another thing. I've been on several medications in the past and for other problems. And, pain problems and things like that. And I just wondered if that may have something to do with where I'm not on that medication anymore, where that may be a contributing factor to why I don't sleep as good as I used to, or I don't know. I'm just looking for any kind of.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but you know, if you wanted to try this this walking and doing your eyes back and forth and just thinking over the event of the day, you might be. In a way, recreating what REM sleep would be doing for you in a way that you might be processing that. That's just a crazy thought off the top of my head, but might be worth a try. You've got nothing to lose.
Gary, thank you for the call. 345-5858. And here is June in Charleston. Good morning, June.
Good morning. I have a question. What can you talk a little bit, if you know anything, about adrenal fatigue in relation to this? Because I've experienced emotional stuff that was identified as post-traumatic stress, and then through some physical difficulties that were related to childbirth that resulted in adrenaline problems and some kidney problems, and now I'm left with a whole lot of symptoms, and I'm hanging on your every word, and I'm wondering, some folks have mentioned adrenal fatigue, and can you talk anything about that? I mean, it would make sense to me that if you've undergone a great deal of stress for a prolonged period of time that you've just worn out your adrenal glands. And I appreciate you might not be able to speak to that, but if you can, I'd appreciate it.
Well, June, I can speak to most anything. You're right. I'm not a medical doctor. I wish I was, because I might have more to offer here. But that makes a lot of sense to me, you know, because adrenaline was designed environmentally in our bodies for, you know, those specific moments of crisis. So I could imagine that, it's not really, you know, in modern life, some of us, either we trigger the adrenal gland by doing a lot of caffeine and those kinds of things, or we just live in such stressful situations that the adrenaline gland is getting triggered frequently. The what little I do know about the medical part of it is that the adrenal gland takes about a half a second to get triggered, and you can feel that jolt in your body sometimes if you're going from a resting state into an adrenaline state. And as I understand, it takes about 20 minutes to work its way through, provided it doesn't get re-triggered. But what often happens with anxiety or panic attacks or post-traumatic stress, these are all similar things on a continuum, with post-traumatic stress being out there at the far end of the extreme. You know, I could imagine that your adrenaline gland could probably get exhausted and just, I don't know what that would mean for you, but that's an interesting thing.
All right, June, thank you very much for your call. And if you'd like to be on the air with us this morning, our phone number is 304-345-5858. Sky Kirshner is here, Executive Director and Licensed Professional Counselor with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center here in Charleston. Jeannie Kay is also alongside. She's Finance and Marketing Director. Is there anything you wanted to add to any of the conversation to this point, Jeannie?
Well, I just want to repeat our phone number, of course, 205-WELL, whether you need it or somebody you know might need some counseling, and that we will make it work for you financially. We accept most insurance, and we offer fee subsidies based on a sliding fee scale for those who don't have adequate resources to pay. And we counsel individuals, couples. You can come as a family, children's and teens. And we deal with depression, grief, violence, abuse, anxiety, addiction. We now have a certified addictions counselor on staff. Guilt, whatever's leading you to have a not quite so happy life, or not living as well as you would like to.
All right, the number to call, that would be the first step, would be, of course, 304-205-WELL.
Mm-hmm.
For the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, we're back in a moment on 58 WCHS.
News whenever you want it. Go to 58WCHS.com for the latest local and national news anytime. That's 58WCHS.com.
A firm foundation of experienced employees, hard work, and customer satisfaction set ESC Carpet Tile and More apart from the rest of the flooring stores. Here's Mike Matthews.
Customer satisfaction is a big thing at our store. We make sure they have the information to get a hold of us before the installation, during the installation. We want to make absolutely sure that the job is done correctly, and we do that with very professional people. Our installers are our employees. They're not subcontractors. They have a lot of knowledge about what they're doing, and they know how to do it correctly. So that's important when it comes to subfloor structures, whether it needs to be leveled, it needs to be underlayment, whatever needs to be done, we're going to do that so the job is done correctly. You have to have a good foundation to have a good product in the end, so we make sure that's done.
Just beyond left field of the new ballpark, downtown Charleston.
It's time for lunch the Marriott way at Charleston's largest, most delectable lunch buffet at the Whitewater Grill in the Charleston Marriott. $9.95 includes the ease of free parking Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. Come in, experience lunch the Marriott way for just $9.95, including fresh, healthy choices from the salad bar, homemade soups, and more. Then check out the Whitewater Grill's chef-made entrees. The selections are different every day, but they always please your palate. And dip into the plentiful side dishes. Then top off your Whitewater Grill lunch with one of their fantastic desserts. Add your drink and the ease of free parking. It's still only $9.95 and it's served the Marriott way. Private dining rooms are available, and you won't find this lunch anywhere in town at this price. Do lunch the Marriott way. The best buffet in town for the price and the ease of free parking. Kick off the new year the Marriott way. We'll see you there at the Whitewater Grill in the Charleston Marriott.
Put the power of Peyton on your side. We have the courtroom experience that you need. We never give up. We're prepared to fight for your rights. When you need action, count on us. Put the power of Peyton on your side.
The power of Peyton means the Peyton Law Firm has been through the mill. They battled for clients in every courtroom in the valley, so they know how to fight for you in court. When you want the strongest representation in front of a jury, you need someone who's been there and done that. If you don't need a lawyer today, when you do, remember this number, 755-5556. The Peyton Law Firm.
Put the power of Peyton on your side. The power of Peyton.
Warmer weather's finally here, so you're going to need the right equipment to tackle those jobs, whether it's at work, around the house, or on the farm. State Equipment has a Kubota just right for most any job. And right now, qualified buyers can get 0% financing on all Kubota equipment, including zero-turn lawn tractors, farm tractors with up to 135 horsepower, mini excavators, and Kubota RTVs in two- or four-passenger models. And 0% financing available on all Kubota equipment with approved credit. See dealer for details. State Equipment, for parts, sales, and service, with locations in Cross Lanes, Beckley, Parkersburg, and Bridgeport.
Well, there it is. One of the best scenic overlooks in the entire state. I could stay here all day.
Yeah, me too. Hey, did you know the Powerball Power Play 10X is happening this month?
Really? Well, I'm ready to go.
The Powerball Power Play 10X is back. And during the month of May, one extra dollar could mean your chance to win up to $2 million. So play Powerball and choose the Power Play option for a chance to take home up to 10 times the prize money all month long. Power Play excludes jackpot. Please play responsibly.
Whether you just graduated from high school, received your GED, or considering an altogether different career, check into Carver Career and Technical Education Center. In today's workplace, special training is more important than ever, and Carver offers more than 20 programs to prepare you for a lifetime of earning good wages with competitive benefits. Carver Career and Technical Education Center's fees are very competitive, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Before you write that check, call Carver Career and Technical Education Center today for more information about class is starting in August. 304-348-1965.
58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. Phone number for us on the air is 304-345-5858. And with us from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, Sky Kirshner is here, Executive Director and Licensed Professional Counselor, and Jeannie Kay. Our phone number again on the air, 345-5858. We have a few moments remaining. Sky, let's talk a bit in terms when we speak of post-traumatic stress. It can be things that happen in our everyday lives. It can be something like even a car accident. It could be a fender bender, but still there is that possibility of post-traumatic stress.
Absolutely. You know, folks, if you've ever been in a fender bender, you know, no one's hurt. There's just a little thing. I hit a telephone pole backing up about 10 years ago. And now, even still, now every time I back up, I double check just to make sure, because I didn't see that telephone pole. And I'm pretty sure it was there when I started backing up, just because I didn't see it. You know, it's this this little moment of hypervigilance, this little moment of double-checking. I once pulled away from a gas station, and the nozzle was still in the gas tank, and I stopped, you know, before catastrophe happened. But now, every time I get in the car, I open up the door and I check again just to make sure I didn't leave that leave that there. Ricky, we were mentioning during the break, there are some genetic aspects to this. Researchers have noticed that infants, some infants have what's called a high startle response. They're a little bit shyer. They startle more easily if you have several infants in a room and there's a loud noise. One kid might startle and start crying. The other kids will just keep doing whatever they were doing. And some folks have are jumpier. So their adrenaline kicks in sooner. What may be a threat to me may not be, you may not register that on your radar. These things that happen, you know, whether it's an emotional thing, a relationship thing, crime, you know, anytime your normal world has been violated, there's a sense of violation of the normal order of the world.
And can this go to another level? Could this go into an area, lead to an area of addiction or suicide even?
Well, addiction is not unusual, partially because of sleep, because to not be able to sleep and to be stuck with these painful memories is so painful, people will do anything they can to try to stop it. And one of the things that people will sometimes turn to is a sleep aid, like alcohol or a prescription drug or an off-the-street drug, to try to numb out the thing. A lot of people say, you know, keeping busy really helps. But at the end of the day, you know, when it's time to go to sleep, that's when it all comes crashing in. So and it makes sense, that I'm trying to numb this out. So people sometimes use that, and if they overuse it or start to build up a tolerance to these alcohol or drugs, it's not unusual to start to have a problem. The other thing that's a serious problem is the way the prevalence, the tendency of some folks who have experienced these things to not feel that life is worth it, and to in the end kill themselves, and this is it's sometimes is connected with addiction, but sometimes it's just if my world has been so badly rocked that I see no further purpose in living, and the pain of these memories is just too much, or my sense of faith and trust in the world has been so disrupted by what I've gone through. And there are a number of folks who do take their own lives. We were talking during the break. We're seeing this still with Vietnam veterans. This is a staggering statistic. The number of Vietnam U.S. military personnel who died in Vietnam compared to the number of military personnel who have killed themselves after Vietnam, three times as many have killed themselves as were killed in country. And the same thing is happening now with the Iraq war veterans from the first from the Desert Storm. Mm-hmm. Just last month, the number of suicides after Iraq exceeded the number of U.S. military personnel who died while in Iraq, and it's a very difficult thing. These major traumas, the body just was not meant to go through some events, and the mind just has a very difficult time dealing with and processing. So I'm very excited about some of these new therapies that are coming along. Eye movement desensitization, as goofy as it sounds, has given veterans some real relief. And there are new things coming down the pike as more brain research is done and people getting better sense on this.
We're going to take our final break and be right back with Sky Kirshner and with Jeannie Kay from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. If you would like to get a pen and a piece of paper, I'll give you some phone numbers and a website as well. Coming up on 58 WCHS.
Rush Limbaugh. Daily at noon on 58 WCHS.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe, but when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
On 58 WCHS, Cycle Talk is back with all you need to know about motorcycles and motorcycle safety. On Saturdays at 9:06 a.m., join your hosts, Randy Dameron, Joe Tyree, and Brent Walker, as they answer all your questions about motorcycle and motorcycle safety. Email your questions to the gang at cycletalk@wvradio.com. Then tune in on Saturdays at 9:06 a.m. for the gang to get your answers. That's Cycle Talk every Saturday morning at 9:06 a.m. on 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston.
Oh, where does the hour go anyway? 345-5858, the number here, but we are out of time. If you'd like to talk with someone at the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, you can certainly do so. Jeannie Kay, what's the phone number again?
The phone number is 205-WELL, 205-WELL. That's area code 304. You can check us out at our website, kpcc.com, and find us on Facebook as well.
All right. Sky Kirshner, who is the Executive Director and Licensed Professional Counselor with Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, thanks a lot for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm going to make every effort to empty my rock box a little bit tonight.
Me too.
Thank you too, Rick, and happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeannie. You rascal, you.
There's another trauma
I got
to deal
a text
with.
From Rick.
Starting to sweat now a little bit. Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. Again, you can find them online as well. KPCC.com. Phone number is 304-205-WELL. And I'm Rick Johnson on 58 WCHS. Good morning from 58 WCHS, the voice of Charleston. I am Rick Johnson, our producer Anthony Harmon. It is Ask the Expert on this Monday morning, the 24th of May, 2010. Phone number 345-5858, 304-345-5858. And we welcome back the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. With us is Sky Kirshner. Hi, Sky. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Very good, thanks.
Executive Director and Licensed Professional Counselor. And Jeannie Kay, the Finance and Marketing Director. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. It's great to be here again.
Good to see you both. And for those who may not be that familiar with the services provided by Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center, Sky, would you like to sort of give us a little thumbnail sketch? Or
Jeannie's kind of the expert on that.
Deferring to Jeannie.
Well, we're a great place to be. We are a counseling center. We accept most insurance, but we also provide fee subsidies. And our mission is to make sure that folks who are seeking counseling get the help they want, regardless of their ability to pay. We have a lot of different counselors, so if you call in for counseling, we'll make sure that you get a fit that's good for you. We have male and female counselors, counselors of all religious and faith backgrounds. And by the way, the pastoral part of our counseling center, that means that your spiritual life can be included in your counseling sessions. You don't have to be quote-unquote religious to receive our services. It's just that a lot of people really want their spiritual journey to be part of their counseling services, and a lot of people want prayer to be part of that as well. Mm-hmm. So when you come to us, that can happen.
All right, and give us some locations. I know it's more than just the downtown location.
We have two locations in Charleston. Our main offices are inside the First Presbyterian Church building right here at the corner of Virginia Street and Leon Sullivan Way. We also have a location at Christ Church United Methodist, River Valley Health and Wellness Center in Ravenswood, and at Cabin Creek Health Center. And there's ample free parking at all those locations. So Wow. We try to make it easy for you to get there and be there.
So there is a place where there's free parking.
Yeah.
Wow. And ample.
Yeah, I know there's free parking here at the radio station, but it's not always
ample,
is it?
No. It's first come, first serve. And I'm at a meter this morning, so that tells you a lot. And again, the main office in First Presbyterian here on Leon Sullivan Way in Virginia, mm-hmm. Virginia Street East. 345-5858, our number, if you would like to pose a question this morning. To Sky Kirshner or to Jeannie Kay as we go along, 304-345-5858. I know that the website for Kanawha Pastoral Counseling is KPCC.com.
KPCC.com, and we're on Facebook now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just search Kanawha Pastoral, and you know it'll bring it right up. And we're having fun together, the fans of the counseling center, doing some interactive things. And
opens up a whole new world, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does.
It's really great.
So, Sky, are you into Facebook and Twittering? And
I'm getting drug along. And Jeannie asks these. She puts these questions up. Just really nice questions. What's the word?
Like, where's your favorite place to go in West Virginia that brings you peace and restoration?
And that's those kind of questions are really what we're about, helping people find peace within themselves and in their relationships. That's our goal, is to help people have better relationships with themselves and with others. And so Jeannie does a wonderful job asking these kind of community-oriented questions around peace and about relationships.
And the comments on Facebook, they help me and other folks as well. Mm. One time my question was, we all tend to grumble about Monday mornings. What's Monday morning mean to you? And a lot of people replied, oh, a blank canvas, a fresh start, a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
True. I love that.
For me, the best thing about Monday, it's about 4 days closer to the weekend. that's just me.
We have counseling for you, RJ.
And it's pretty close. It's right next door. 345-5858 for your question this morning for Sky Kirshner or for Jeannie Kay from the Kanawha Pastoral Counseling Center. And I know we wanted to kind of dovetail into a particular topic. Why don't you tell us about post-traumatic stress?